So then, after being very, very religious, I suffered from scrupulosity. I had a dread fear of sinning, and sin, the priest mentioned, was like a spot on your soul. You know, like you could, there's this invisible screen behind you, but God can see this spot, you know, it's enough to give you paranoia. So I would go to confession. High Episcopal is very much like Catholic, you know, we would have confession on Saturday afternoon. And I would go as late as possible, and then I'd go to the earliest Mass as possible. You weren't supposed to sin between confession and communion. So if I got out of confession at 4:45, I only had to make it till 7 o'clock, the first communion on Sunday morning. Avoid sin for 12 or 14 hours. Well, you had to guard your thoughts and be very, very careful. And you know how it is when you're trying to control your thoughts. The more you try not to think of a green camel, you know how it is. I don't want anybody to think about a green camel for 5 minutes, you know. So anyway, you're avoiding sin. And I can remember on the way to church, we had a 29 Model A Ford, and the top was put down, you know. And just as we got near church, there was a 30-foot billboard with a Jansen swimming suit ad. This 30-foot blonde, curvaceous, laying there. Oh, God. So, driven mad by testosterone, as every 14-year-old boy is, a 30-foot Jansen swimming suit was enough to throw you into a terror of sin. It was with trepidation I took communion that morning. I thought, lightning could strike you. You see, you haven't got this sin, you're having communion. You're supposed to have a pure soul. And just as the cup came up here, I thought, you know, you could be... The fear of God, huh? The fear of God. The fear of God because of not knowing the truth about God. You know, if God was an arbitrary egomaniac, that would all make, you know, be sensible. It would describe Saddam Hussein or somebody, you know, you displease him and you get boiled in oil. But that conception of God is what was dominant in the older established religions. The religious institution gained a great deal of power over the populace, keeping them terrorized. So God was the ultimate tool of terrorization. The ultimate wickedness, actually, demonic, vicious, retaliatory, jealous, paranoid, unstable, insecure God. Coming out of the Old Testament. He had his favorites, and if you weren't one of his favorites, I was going to say, God help you, but...